The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Cultivating an Islamic identity in a postmodern world has been our topic tonight. I want to look at the components of an Islamic identity. So my sisters and my brothers, the first component of the Islamic identity is to capture the I inside of us, the who-ness inside of us. And if you understand the hadith by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala. When he says, Al-Qalbu haram Allah fala tuskin, haram Allah ghayr Allah. The heart is the sanctuary of Allah, the haram of Allah. It's where he's dignified. It's where he's respected. فَلَا تُسْكِنْ حَرَمَ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ and do not allow anything to reside in that haram except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah comes knocking on the door of our heart with his suitcase ready to move in, thinking that this is his room. Opens the door, he sees everybody and anybody in there. Grudges from 10 years ago. This idol and that idol. The idol, let's say, for example, of how many views on YouTube. The idol of how many followers on social media. The idols of how many subscribers on your channel. The idols of sasti shorat, cheap fame. This idol and that idol, fame and fortune and money and women and men, God knows what else. And God looks and says, oh, okay, this room can't be mine, it's full. Can't be mine. I'm looking for a vacant room. And when the Quran says, you were not given two hearts, you're given one heart, God will move on his way. Unless that heart is empty, then God's given the keys, you can move in. Now he enters this heart that's empty and begins to furnish it. Puts his pictures on the wall, really moves into the place. That only happens when there is a harmonization of our life. This idea of our worship being farshi or fasli, not arshi and not asli, is a problem. I mentioned the first night, these extremes that we go through. When the time is right, there's not a better believer. When the time is wrong, there's no one worse than me. It's dangerous. After a while, the I will give out on you. I'm tired of carrying you when you're down. I'm tired of being taken for a ride when you're up. There has to be a certain level of balance. And so yes, literally we believe there are different eyes inside of us sometimes. The eye of social media, the eye of me at work, the eye of me at school, the eye of me in the masjid, the eye of me when I'm alone, when I'm with my friends. It seems like it's a completely different person. Can't recognize you. The same kid, mashallah, who recites Dua al-Qanat to the point where there's tears in my eyes, it's the same kid who posts what he posts on social media and my jaw drops. Voi bacha hai haan bhai, voi bacha. That same kid. The same kid now who's dressed, mashallah, like a pious individual. You watch him walking up and down his campus, can't recognize him. The same man who is the epitome of faith inside the center is the epitome of oppression inside the home. Does it happen? All the time. So part of the Islamic identity, part of this pull towards contemplation is to identify the various different eyes inside of me and bring them together into one. That's the essence of Tawheed. Tawheed is a life. I'll take a full circle back to the verse I asked you. Istajibu lillahi wa lirasuli idha da'akum. This is the life Allah wants for you to say labbaik to. Is a life where it doesn't matter where you are, who you're with, by yourself, with your spouse, online, on social media, at school, at work, in the mosque, in front of me, in front of your boys, you're the exact same person. No difference. That's difficult. It's also a journey. But that's the identity. So such that when anybody asks you who you are, it's the same answer no matter where you are. That's the kamal of a believer. The same answer of who you are will be heard no matter where you are. Otherwise, remember John from yesterday. Why are you here on Eid? I didn't have the pride to say it's my Eid. I have every right to be with my family. And so I said no, because I had this, you know, this inferiority complex. What if they fire me? This guy just started now. He's all of a sudden asking for a day off. All these things were running through me. I was in my 20s. It's a constant battle. But first embrace the I. Understand there is absolutely an immaterial being inside of you. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. That is all the elements and all the potential to rise above. Inside of those verses as Surah Baqarah, late 20s, early 30s, in this very famous talk with the angels. Again, another story that I am consumed with. Allah says, إِنِّي جَعَلُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْخَلِيفَةِ. I want to create on this earth a khalifa. The angels were like, I don't get it. That's me paraphrasing. You are perfect. You're unlimited. You're immaterial. You're flawless. And you want to create this human on that earth that will do corruption, facade, bloodshed, limited, flawed, material. How are you going to have this being represent you? And Allama Tabatabai gives a beautiful answer to this one response by God, which really isn't a response at all. He says, "What inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun?" God doesn't address their concerns. Doesn't say, "Yeah, you're right. I know that he's not." He says, "Look, it's okay. Just let it go. Choro, but you don't know what's going on. There's some things here that you don't understand." And in this response, Allama has a beautiful response. He says that this non-committal response of God was basically telling the angels, you won't get this human being. What you see is what Shaitan saw, the physical dimension. What I see is the immaterial dimension that has immense potential to be able to, like I said, be my Khalifa, such that when someone looks at them, they're reminded of me. That potential is inside of you, inside of me, inside of all of us. This wasn't one Adam's Khilafat. It's all of our Khilafats. We're all responsible for the idea of making God known. I say that because when it comes to this idea, even now as I speak, there's somebody who says, he talks a big game up there, but practically speaking, we can't do it. It's not practical. I don't have the tools. And I'm here to say, yes, you do. Don't look at yourself the way Shaitan looked at you as a creation. Don't reduce yourself to something physical. You are that creation that God says even the angels and all their beauty won't understand you. That's how complex you are. But that's how much potential you have. And embrace sometimes that discomfort. Push yourself. I'll push myself to reach limits that I thought I could never do. Remember, value, compromise. It's okay to compromise everything. You don't need to be at every event. You don't need to please everybody. You don't need to do everything. You don't need to sit there and, you know, be accepted by the West. Sometimes simply paying your taxes and stopping at a red light is you being a great citizen. Sometimes we think that because we're a little bit brown to go above and beyond to make sure that they... I'm sorry. As I said last night, be proud of who you are. Look inside of you, understand that you are a creation of God.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حالي حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
وصلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.